Second Thessalonians, chapter 3. Finally, brothers and sisters, pray for us that the word of God may spread rapidly and be glorified everywhere, as it was among you. May God guard us from wicked and evil people, since not everyone has faith. The Lord is faithful. He will strengthen you and keep you safe from the evil one. Besides, we have in the Lord this confidence that you are doing and will continue to do what we order you. May the Lord direct your hearts to the love of God and to the steadfastness of Christ. Let everyone work. We command you, beloved, to stay away from believers who are living in idleness, contrary to the traditions we passed on to you. You know how you ought to follow our example. We worked while we were with you. Day and night we labored and toiled so as not to be a burden to any of you. We had the right to act otherwise, but we wanted to give you an example. Besides, while we were with you, we said clearly, if anyone is not willing to work, neither should that one eat. However, we heard that some of you live in idleness, busybodies, doing no work. In the name of Christ Jesus our Lord, we command these people to work and earn their own living. And you, brothers and sisters, do not weary in doing what is right. If someone does not obey our instruction in this letter, take note and do not have anything to do with him, so that he may be ashamed. However, do not treat him as an enemy, but warn him as a brother. May the Lord of peace give you his peace at all times and in every way. May the Lord be with you all. I, Paul, write this greeting with my own hand. This is my signature in all my letters. This is how I write. May the grace of Christ Jesus our Lord be with you.